1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Among the hundreds of Americans the State Department says are trapped in Gaza is Rawia El-Farah's 76-year-old father.
He has high blood pressure. He hasn't been able to get his medication. And he has some other illnesses that need to be addressed, but he can't see a doctor.
Amid Christmas shopping, one security guard is dead, another injured at a stabbing at Macy's department store in Philadelphia today. Cops say a man tried to steal some hats, was confronted, ran, and came back with a knife, arrested shortly after. A tourist from Boston's dead after being attacked by a shark off a Bahamas resort. She was paddleboarding, Royal Bahamas Police Sergeant Desiree Ferguson.
CPR was administered to the victim. However, she suffered serious injuries to the right side of her body, including the right hip region and also her right upper limb.
It was a down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. The accused Los Angeles serial killer appears in court late on Monday.
People versus Jared Joseph Powell.
Accused serial killer Jared Powell stood in a yellow jail uniform behind glass in the courtroom for his first appearance since being charged with murder and other counts. It was a quick hearing. Powell waived his right to a speedy trial and his arraignment was postponed until January 8th. The judge ruling he will remain in jail without bail. Powell is accused of killing four men in 4 days last week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A ride-sharing company. But he hopes to rev up its stock.
Uber is steering its way to the S&P 500. The San Francisco-based company will be listed on the broadest of the indices at the start of trading, December 18th. The move can be a big boost for Uber's stock because the S&P is tracked by a number of funds, and that can drive up the price. It's the latest sign that business for the ride-hailing and delivery company is returning to normal after it slowed during the pandemic.
Our ABC's Daria Albinger. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open. It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They used the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for snow. Lows around 28. North winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 36 tomorrow. A dusting of snow overnight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 32.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hidney Cutter,
because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Jega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news stories and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, Pini Gigi, everyone, for keeping us. If you're looking a way to support us and you can't earn in town or whatever to support our sponsors and call them, Patreon's a good way to sponsor us in a direct way. We really appreciate over the years all the people that have supported us. Hey, Haley, we got Dr. Stately on a little later here, CEO of Native American Community Clinic, and then. After that, Wendy Pilot's going to be talking about our sacred animal segment, which she does. And she has probably a little, we cut her off a little bit last Friday, so she probably has a little more Fun Fact Friday to bring in.
Yes, I know we're always excited to have Dr. Anthony Stately on from NAC and give us our good healthcare updates along with our COVID updates. And Wendy, she's so fun, as always. I just love her animal segments.
Hey, our sacred animals. Hey, so a year ago, or I should say 7 years ago, which the birth of Native Roots Radio was happening, we were in Standing Rock during Thanksgiving week. And then on December 4th, 2016, I was on Care 11, and I just want to play that spot and then talk about a little bit about the Oedipus of this show and how this show started. But let's just take a quick listen and see if I am coherent at all on this Care 11 TV spot.
The Dakota Access Pipeline has come to a halt. The Army Corps of Engineers will consider different routes, saying it would be best accomplished through an environmental impact statement.
Very cautiously optimistic. Optimistic that it's stopped right now, but cautious because of the what can be... what the future might hold.
Robert Pilot of St. Paul made 3 trips to Standing Rock and says moving forward, he hopes for more transparency. In a statement, the Army Corps said the EIS would include, quote, full public input and analysis.
We have a new president coming in, and so this may be short-lived.
Last week, the Associated Press reported Trump supported the completion of the Dakota Access Pipeline based on policy, not investments, according to an aides memo. According to multiple reports, Trump owns stock in companies associated with the building of the pipeline. House Speaker Paul Ryan tweeted his reaction saying, quote, this is big government decision-making at its worst. And while we don't have an exact timeline, the EIS process could go on for months. Heidi Wendell, Care 11 News.
Yeah. So if you caught that, Obama stopped the Dakota Access Pipeline. And then as soon as Trump came in, the second day he was in, started it up again.
Oh, my goodness. Just an absolute nightmare of a lot of things Trump has done.
Yeah. He's telling us he's signaling very coherently what he will do when he becomes president. And again, total red alert. He's not hiding any of his racism or any putting people in jail, going after media like you, Haley, and me. And so we have to do everything we can do to not make that happen. And voting for Biden would be the first place to start, I think.
Right. And this was an article as of October 24th, this past October. Biden administration must redo its assessment of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I think that's exactly what we need. You know, I'm not sure if they did follow through with another assessment. We know that the pipeline did go in. But we also know that as of now, it is currently leaking, right?
Yeah, definitely. And pipes do leak and pipelines do leak. That's one thing you know for sure consistently. Also, we had a victory up north here with the copper mine, and we're really grateful for that. The DNR finally did something good and denied this copper, you know, up in the place where you love, Haley, up in the Boundaries waters. You know, they want to pollute that area too.
Oh, you know, our Great Lakes are just the biggest source of our fresh water, and putting anything hazardous or toxic near them, I don't understand how anyone could think that that's a good idea. But then again, you know, people like that who want to do things, all they care about is the profit over people. And that's never good.
You know, it was fun too. Let's switch subjects here a little bit before we end the segment. One of the things we went to see, your cousin and my Hinu in a play this past weekend or this past Friday, and right after the show, and it was fun to hang out, and we went and saw the play, and it was very awesome. Roya was in it. She was a police officer with a lot of comedy, and it was just a lot of fun, and I can't wait to go see it again.
It was so amazing, and I don't know if we'll talk about this with Wendy, too, because Wendy came.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we went and saw A Christmas in Ochapee, and this was a new Native theater production, but it was actually playing at the Red Eye Theater off of Snelling there in Minneapolis. A Christmas in Ochapee is actually written by Montana Cypress, who is Miccosukee, and directed by Julia Rosa Sosa. So this play, A Christmas in Ochapee, runs through November 29th through December 17th, and tickets are pay what you can. So definitely make sure you go see this fun comedy that takes place down in the Everglades about a Native family. And it's hilarious. So definitely go check it out.
Not to be a spoiler, but it was really funny because Wendy's a vegan, and Jaleesa plays a vegan in this show. And that was just an inside joke. Pretty funny for us.
It was. Yeah, they had really great everything about the production, from the casting to the lighting to the sound effects. Mm-hmm. The special effects was just so spot on altogether. It was a really great production. And bravo to not only the cast, but everyone who helped put that together, because I know production for any type is a lot. There's a lot that goes into it.
So that's New Native Theater. Look it up. And also, we'll probably have somebody on this week, too, talking about the play again. And it's funny. I will go see it again, because there was a lot of things, being old, that I missed. There was a lot of fun, inside jokes and fun jokes. But all in all, it was a great night. No, they didn't have a, what is it called, intermission. It just went the whole time, and that was pretty awesome, too. And I was masked up because I was still getting over COVID, it was just really, really fun. So people, get out there and see them, and we'll probably let people know when we go again, so we can all hang out, from Native Roots Radio people that are listening to us. Oh,
That would be fun. Yeah, so again, a Christmas Nochope, November 29th through December 17th, which seems like, you know, December 17th is coming up quick.
Yeah, exactly. That's no kidding. Hey, and then also, too, this weekend, or I should say starting Thursday, we're going to be out in Shakopee with Native Roots Trading Post, and Haley and I and Wendy will be out there manning the store or personing the store, and come on out and get one of those. The most popular thing we sold at the fair, and I think that's selling at the Dayton store, is the Pink Floyd T-shirts with the teepee, and it's really cool, really basic design. But we got hoodies, T-shirts, a purple rain dancer, and
Wild Rice too, right?
Yeah, and our Resist, and we got some paintings. We have we have a lot of stuff, same stuff. We'll have a lot of things there, and come out and see us there. That's in Shakopee, right across from the big casino out there.
Yeah, and that'll be Thursday through Saturday. There's going to be a ton of vendors, so a really great place to come do some Christmas shopping.
Exactly. Hey, up next we got our friend Dr. Stately, and then later Wendy Pilot. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake's Monday version.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we gear up for the holidays, let's keep our friends, relatives, and elders protected from COVID-19. Even though the emergency declaration is over, COVID-19 is still a concern, especially for those with compromised immune systems. So when you get together this holiday season, opt for outdoor gatherings if weather permits or well-ventilated indoor spaces. And here's a tough one. If you're feeling unwell before your gathering, stay home. It may not be much fun, but it goes a long way towards keeping our cherished elders healthy. After your event, keep an eye on your health. Test if you notice symptoms. If you're traveling in crowded places like airports, put on a mask for that extra layer of protection. Let's make this holiday season the healthiest ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more tips, visit health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits, so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. And what a coincidence here. We have the CEO of the Native American Community Clinic, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, Dr. Stately. And Dr. Stately, thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, really, it was really, we've told the story a few times, but I just want to tell it real quick that we got a wreath from you, from your boys playing hockey, and I wasn't feeling up to par, and you said, "Why, have you taken a COVID test?" And Wendy and I looked at each other, and it was like, "What? What?" And then we took it, and then I had it, and then we got Vox Paxlovid. Paxlovid. And my goodness, I was down for just one day, and I'm really grateful for you stopping by, and I hope you didn't get COVID, but stopping by and giving us the heads up on both those things. We didn't even think about COVID. Yeah, we didn't think about COVID, so it was great to... It was great to have.
And I'm not a professional lip reader.
Can you not hear us?
I don't know. Maybe Dr. Stately can't hear us.
Can you hear us, Dr. Stately?
I can now.
Yeah, okay. It looks like somehow we got a little muted here on our end here at... well, did you hear the story I just said?
No.
I was just thanking you for coming over with the reef and giving us the idea for me to test for COVID. And sure enough, I had COVID. And then I really had only one day that was really bad. And all the rest, I was at 90% because of that drug you told us about.
Oh, yeah. Paxlovid. Yeah. I know. I was telling everybody, like, oh, I'm a miracle worker. I diagnosed him at his house with just standing in the doorway. It's like, wish everything was that simple. But no, I mean, you had the same symptoms I had. I was asking you questions. I was like, that's exactly how I felt. That's exactly my experience. So, yeah.
I know. We have all, Wendy and I have all these kits, and we're like, well, let's use one and try it out. And sure enough, it was like, oh, the two lines showed up, and I go, can I take the test again? And it's like, sure enough. And then I texted you, and you were very humble in your response, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's what they are there for. They're there for to test, for you to test and take. And I have a little bit of a thing that I got over the weekend because I think one of my brother-in-law lives with us, and he's staying with us temporarily, and he is sick. And then I started kind of getting this thing in my throat, this little tickle in my throat, kind of like the symptoms you were talking about. So like, but I've already, I mean, I got COVID, I think, again, at the beginning of October or November. I can't remember. Like, I think it was the week before, the first week of November. And so I was like, well, I can't have it again, can I? But I went ahead and took a test anyway, just to make sure. Cause like, you know, who knows? Nobody really knows. It's like, I think, well, I mean, we do know, but I mean, like, is it possible I could get like some other strain that wasn't the vaccination I just got wasn't effective for? So I went ahead and took it just to make sure. And it's not COVID, but it's respiratory, and it is making my voice sound, I think it's, I don't know, hopefully I don't sound dorky on the radio, but you know,
well, you
hopefully
know,
I sound like Barry White. Right.
A little bit with Barry Light White sucking a balloon with helium in it a little bit, but
Barry White sucking a balloon. Thank you. That's possibly the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Really regretting giving you that phone number to the Paxlovid guy. Just kidding.
Shoot. What? Well, it was and Wendy was my doctor for those 4 days, and I wanted to really act sick for an extra day or two, but she caught me walking around whistling, so I guess that only lasted so long.
Yeah.
Right, Wendy?
You really got to play the part if you're going to make that thing happen.
Yeah, well, Wendy was, do you want to put your headphones on?
I think she's already told me that you're a big baby when you get sick. And no, so, I remember when I got sick, I just close the door, keep the cats and everybody out of my house, just or out of my bedroom. I don't want to be bothered when I'm sick. I don't feel well.
Well, I was moaning so the dog knew I was sick, too. So I was doing the whole nine yards.
Dr. Stately, have you tried any traditional medicines to help with your throat? I know, like a good flat cedar.
I'm actually taking this stuff right now. So it's called...
What is that?
It's immune support. It's a botanical extract. It says, ain't time to get sick is the subtitle of it.
Ain't no time to get sick, Jack.
Ain't no time to get sick. Elderberry, echinacea root, red root, ginger, oregano, grapefruit. grain alcohol and water. Oh, grain alcohol, great. Just lost my sobriety there.
Yeah. It's just 40 proof, no problem. Jeez.
Only 38 years down the drain. Anyway, I jest. It's like, you know, yeah.
Well, I want Wendy to grow that out in our front yard. What is it? The elderberry?
Elderberry.
Yeah, elderberry, echinacea root. This is all stuff you can get out so at an apothecary or and most of this stuff actually you can get online and order it online. This is a botanical extract and supplement that we sent to all the elders when we were sending out elder kits to people who were sick. So, and I kept the jar for myself. I'm an elder, so I get to keep one.
Right. Well, Wendy, how was it taking care of me?
Yeah, it was okay. You slept a lot, so that was good. But I cooked for you breakfast, lunch, dinner, made homemade soup.
Yeah.
You know, waited on you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're talking about elderberries, it reminded me of a song by Elton John. It's called Elderberry Wine. It was on the B-side of Crocodile Rock.
Yeah, Crocodile Rock. I love that. Oh, my God. I played the heck out of my 45.
Yeah, I had a 45 also.
Yeah. One of his lesser known hits.
Yeah, but it was a great song. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. There's always the good songs that people forget on the B side of those records.
That's right.
Is there one called Flat Cedar Tea? I'd like to know that.
let's make it a song.
Yeah, let's just call him, ask Barry Toppin to write one for him. A tune. Mm-hmm.
Well, you hear Dr. Stately sick again?
I hear. What's going on?
I don't know. It's a little respiratory thing. I think I'm okay.
Okay.
But I did a practice. I don't feel sick. I just have this thing that sounds like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like Kathleen Turner in Body Double or whatever.
Body Heat.
There you go.
Yeah, Body Heat.
That was a great movie in the 80s.
That was a great movie in the 80s. And she has this deep, deep voice. And I was like, wow. Yeah. If I could come back a woman, I'm going to be that.
Wow, right on. That would be a good one. So it was interesting, and I thought I heard somewhere, and of course, part of my reality is what I dream and then what I think I heard, so I'm not sure if this is true. Mm-hmm. But what I heard is that a lot of people that have had COVID will not catch this COVID. And it's weird because Wendy did not get COVID by being really, I'm sneezing on you in the same bed. And
I know. And I picked up one of his LaCroix, was laying around, and I was like, oh, there's my LaCroix. I start drinking it and I'm like, oh, it's Robert's. And yeah. So I was just like, oh my God. But I didn't get sick. I'm good.
Yeah, that's good.
That is weird. Yeah, I wonder if it's a different strain and if you've had the earlier ones. Who knows?
I don't know. Let's ask Dr. Stately.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that can account for that, that can account for such things as when I got sick, I mostly stayed in my room. But, you know, we have a small house. There could be circulation and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I stayed in the house. When I went out of my bedroom, I wore a mask. So I was I think I told you this already. So when I'm sick, I don't want anybody bothering me. Come check and see if I'm still breathing. And if I'm not breathing, call somebody. But other than that, just leave me alone.
I'm the opposite. I want to be a burden to everyone. I'm the opposite.
It's not even so much that I don't want to be a burden. I just if I don't feel good and I'm not comfortable, I don't want to be around anybody.
Oh, yeah. I guess I was a little grumpy.
Yeah. And it's not even so much that I'm miserable or I'm I'm crabby or cranky or anything. I just want to be left alone. And my kids left me alone. And for the most part, my cat didn't. So I was worried I was going to give COVID to my cat.
Right.
He was trying to lay by me and snuggle with me like he always did. And sometimes he kisses me and I was like, I'd grab him and I'd throw him off the bed and then be like, no, I don't want you to get sick. And then 5 seconds later, he'd be back up there. And I was like, oh gosh. I don't want my baby boy to get sick.
What's your cat's name?
Boy Kitty.
Boy Kitty.
Actually, he was, when he was a baby, he was Boy Kitty. Now he's Kitty Man because he's 2 years old.
Man Kitty.
Man Kitty. Oh, wow. I don't know. We'll talk about that next segment at all, but that's a cute story, huh? Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio, and it's the Monday version of Native Roots Radio with Dr. Stately and Wendy. We'll be right back. Haley and I will quiz these two. We'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Among the hundreds of Americans the State Department says are trapped in Gaza is Rawia El-Farah's 76-year-old father.
He has high blood pressure. He hasn't been able to get his medication. And he has some other illnesses that need to be addressed, but he can't see a doctor.
Amid Christmas shopping, one security guard is dead, another injured at a stabbing at Macy's department store in Philadelphia today. Cops say a man tried to steal some hats, was confronted, ran, and came back with a knife, arrested shortly after. A tourist from Boston's dead after being attacked by a shark off a Bahamas resort. She was paddleboarding. Royal Bahamas Police Sergeant Desiree Ferguson.
CPR was administered to the victim. However, she suffered serious injuries to the right side of her body, including the right hip region and also her right upper limb.
It was a down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for snow. Lows around 28. North winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 36 tomorrow. A dusting of snow overnight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 32.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, can you guys guess what time of year this is?
It's time to sign up for MinSure.
You've heard the show before. Yes, it is.
It's open enrollment.
Well, I thought we'd also mention your birthday coming up Wednesday,
ooh,
too.
My birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, well, somebody said that you have it's a privilege to grow old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been like, it's my birthday, whatever. But you know what? I'm happy to be alive.
Wow.
I really aww am.
Oh, Wendy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You'll take care of me when I get old. So where can we sign up for MinSure, Haley?
Yes. So MinSure is the one-stop destination for health insurance and tax savings in Minnesota. So if you need help getting your plan together for the next coming year, you can go ahead and visit MinSure.org. That's MNSure.org to explore options.
Hey, Wendy, we have Dr. Stately here. I'm getting text here from our family here, so I was ADHD and out there. We have Dr. Stately here, and we're talking a little bit about our health, and Dr. Stately's a little under the weather, and then it was kind of funny that he diagnosed me from about 10 feet away. It was good job, Dr. Stately.
With a wreath, and you're holding on to your dog? Your dog. Your dog was an animal of some type. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were dog. It was your dog because I was wanting to see your cat.
Mm-hmm. Our cat was laying in the heated bed.
Yeah. I love your cat's whiskey voice. It's very cool. It's very
Cigarette, Marlboros, and whiskey. That cat sounds like
a good sultry cat.
So this has been what was really cool, Dr. Stately, and I think it's great to remind people, as soon as Wendy knew that I had COVID, she wrote down 5 days, this is what you got to do, and right away made it really easy for me, and then this is what you have to do after the 5 days. And so, Wendy, talk about that just a bit.
Well, it's the protocol not to get anybody else sick, so the day that you test positive, count it as day zero, and then the next 5 days stay in and isolate. Don't go out, don't go near anybody else. And then after those 5 days, you can go out for 5 days, but wear a mask whenever you're around anybody. Yep. Nice and easy.
Yeah
Perfect. 5 and 5
Nice and easy
to remember.
Well, it wouldn't have been easy for me to remember because was this day zero or day
you
one?
You had COVID brain too, so
for you, yeah.
Easy, Haley. I heard that.
Like when I had COVID, I didn't. I tested negative on the first day I started feeling sick and I started having symptoms. Like I tested negative, and then I woke up the next day and I felt worse because if you recall, I got my COVID shot and my COVID vaccination on Thursday, and also my flu vaccine. So I did the two for it. And then the next morning I came to work and I was like, all ready to open up my computer and start answering emails. And then within like 20 minutes of getting to work, I was like, I hit a wall. And then I was like, so I went home thinking like, well, maybe this is from the flu, from the shots. Maybe I'm just like getting knocked down because of the shot. It's quite a bit to, you know, my arm was already starting to get sore from the flu shot. So I laid down and slept for about an hour and then got up and took a test and then negative. So I was like, maybe this is just from the shots. And then the next day, the second day, I was like, it felt like, you know, somebody like, you know, some big ogre pushed me down on the beach and said, stay down. You're down for the count. And that's exactly what I did. I stayed in bed and I slept for 16 hours the first day.
Wow.
Yeah, but I want to just remind everybody that you cannot get COVID from the COVID vaccine.
You cannot. That's just coincidence.
Yes.
There is actually a significant amount of research that demonstrates this, not just with those vaccines, but with other vaccines. People are like, I just got the flu shot. Like, why am I getting the flu? Well, it's all about timing, right? I probably, you know, I ended up getting my vaccine when I already had been exposed to it. So it's already, and it takes a while for your body to start to respond to the things that you're exposed to. That feeling that you get after you get the vaccine, even if it like feels slight, like you had a slight fever and you feel a little bit ill, that is demonstrably different than actually getting ill. right? And that's your body sort of generating the immune response. Like it mobilizes its little workforce to get you ready to fight the real thing when it shows up. But if you're late getting the shot, and, you know, I remember thinking this is like, dang it, why did I not get that vaccine 3 weeks ago when I could have taken it? You know, that lady at Walmart, she said, you want to take the vaccine? And I was like, I'll get it. And, you know, I work at a healthcare center. I'll do it later. You know, it's kind of, I pushed it off and didn't think about it. So
no blue light special for you then, huh?
None whatsoever. The only blue lights I saw were the ones that I was dreaming about. And when I was in that little, you know, feverish, you know, halo or thing I was in.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Ho-Chunk Nation, where General Counsel was in September, and they were ready with flu shots for everybody. And yeah. I was hoping to get a COVID shot, but they were a week behind. And
it is really important to get your vaccine specifically for flu and also for COVID. But also if you're if you have young children, get the RSV vaccine. Like they were just talking about this on the radio show we don't talk about, but they were talking about it yesterday. They're talking about how hospitalization rates for both flu and RSVP are on the rise.
Yeah,
they're significantly, and they're not outpacing COVID. There's actually a huge spike in COVID right now. And these are things that we want to just remind everybody, all of our listeners, like these are things that we were talking about this time last year during November and December. Like it's cold outside. We start to stay indoors. We're not having our parties outside like we do. Everything's happening inside. You know, and you aren't just sharing that punch at the Christmas party. You're also sharing germs and a bunch of other things. So, you know, do yourself a favor and get yourself a vaccine. It's more likely to do something. I mean, I always tell my own relatives and people, if they ask me my opinion, I'll say, like, you know, I'm going to take the 30% chance that it's going to work over the 0% chance of not having it. I'm going to, you know, whatever that percentage is, I'm erring on the side of that because I don't want to get sick. I don't enjoy being sick, and I don't want my kids or anybody else in my family to get sick. So I'm going to do my part to do it. And I wasn't feeling well today, but I had a really important meeting to show up that involved that I would be around elders. I wore a mask. I wasn't, you know, having a whole lot of positive symptoms, but I wore a mask during that time when I was around them because I don't want them to get sick either. Like they're vulnerable. And so, you know, it's all part of being a good relative, like remembering that, you know, that you impact the well-being and health of other people, you know, and you should want to take care of the people that you love and that love you. And if there's complete strangers, you should still want to try to take care of them. You know, you never know when or where that person will show up in your life and, you know, and have some demonstrable impact.
Yeah, and that's what Wendy was talking about, wearing the mask, and it's not for me or for people, not for me to, I guess I couldn't, if I wear a mask, I won't scare the little kids, but also keep the elders.
You could actually probably prevent scaring little kids if you wear a mask.
That's what I meant.
I was going to say that, like, you don't want to avoid getting people, like, passing on RSV or the flu to an elder that's old, that has immunocompromised and stuff like that. So it's not just about like to only wear a mask if you have COVID. Wear a mask if you have any respiratory illness and you're around people that are vulnerable. Cancer patients, immunosuppressed, older people who don't have as strong of immune system as you do, or little tiny kids that are more vulnerable. RSV is very, very dangerous to small children because they have such small little airways. So a little bit of inflammation in a small airway, they're going to have difficulty breathing. And, you know, do you want to really be the person that passed something like that onto your nephew or your niece or your own children or someone else's child? I don't think that anybody really wants to do that. So it just takes a little bit of, like, you know, and it's not fun. Nobody is going to be like, yay, I want to wear a mask, you know. But the point is like, you know, do something to take care of other people. Be a good relative. That's what the Creator sent you to be here.
Yeah, and that was startling that I had COVID because that was the first time that I've had it. So I did need to be reminded of these things. Wendy was on top of it, and we talk about it here all the time. But you kind of go into denial right away. That's like, well, let me take the test again. I can't have COVID, and I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, we used two different manufacturers of the COVID test. So we did one. It came up positive. And then I was like, oh, I have this brand also. Let's try that. Well, they were both positive. So that's all Robert needed. He needed two positive tests.
Yeah, that's very scientific of you, but yeah.
Jeez. And then Wendy never got it, which is just mind-blowing because you've been close to me, taking care of me.
Have you never had it, Wendy? I had it early on.
I had it early on after my first vaccine. I had it before I got my booster, I believe. I had it while I was in New York. So I had my first vaccine, was in New York, got COVID. And then that was early on. That was, what, 2 years ago?
I was thinking it was just a year because we were there for a christening. How old is... I thought,
well, it's okay. Whatever. It's,
yeah. Well, yeah, I think so one of the things that's important, like I got sick and went to the hospital, but it was before the vaccines were available. And
right.
So, like, as soon as I was able to, and I kind of fudged it by a day or two, I think I was like, I'm getting this vaccine as quickly as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be bad again. I didn't want to be in the hospital ever again.
Yeah.
And I got my vaccines and my boosters. And then I went from that period. So I basically went like 3 whole years and never got it again. Until November of 23. And so, and I think it's a reminder that like the virus mutates and it gets, you know, changes and stuff like that. But I probably was only sick for a couple of days. Would have been demonstrably different if I hadn't had a vaccine, I think. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hey, Dr. Stately, thanks a lot for coming on and I hope you feel better. It's always great to check in and just have our nice little conversation that we have. And it's serious now because COVID's back and we're all being inside and things like that. So we have to remind our friends out there listening that be vigilant.
Mm-hmm. Keep going, man.
All right. Great to see you, Dr. Stately. Up next, Wendy with our sacred animal section.
Woo!
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
One year ago, I was in the accident which nearly killed me. The last year has been a lot of work recovering, and positivity has been a key. Staying positive, I no longer refer to the accident as an accident, but rather the day my Toyota Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota saved my life. That's a factual statement, and the main reason why I'll always own one for the rest of my life. Some places will talk about auto safety, but I'm a living example of why you and your family can trust a Toyota from Rudy Luther Toyota. Go test drive one today and try the hybrids. They're fantastic. Rudy Luther Toyota on 394 in Golden Valley.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
Hey, I want to Thank you. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and I just played a recording that I was on TV 7 years ago, and so in another month or two, it'll be 7 years that we've been on on the radio. On January 1st, it was when we started going.
Haven't gotten kicked off yet.
Yeah, we keep on changing the times and when we're on, so people... No, I'm just kidding.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh, yeah. Cool. Hey, so we had you on Friday, so we're overworking you right now, but I appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dago Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. So today I was at the vet bringing Lucy in for her weekly sub-Q fluids. Yeah, our little Lucy cat. She's doing okay. She's holding her own. She's 17. She has kidney failure, and that's why she has her fluids, but she's doing okay. But I was talking to a woman in the waiting room who had her cat there, and it was a young cat, only 6 months old, and she just adopted it from the feline rescue center in St. Paul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she said she has two cats at home. One cat's old and crabby and doesn't really want to play with our other cat that she has, but her other cat wants to play, so she got it a playmate. And they're playing just beautifully. They're getting along great. They're grooming each other. And the other cat that she had before is just so happy that she has a little buddy now. And then the older cat, who's kind of crabby, just is fine being alone and, you know, cuddling with her human and just doing that. So that's great. But I think usually what happens is a lot of people decide on getting cats and dogs and pets for Christmas and for Christmas gifts. And I think that's okay as long as you really think about it. I mean, a cat is at least, listen, we adopted Lucy when she was 5 months old and she's 17 now. So that's a long commitment. You know, if you move, you take your cat. If you, you know, you just take your cat. That's a long time to have an animal. It's a really long commitment. So just be sure that you want that commitment. They're not disposable. You know, a lot of people will get dogs during the holidays, and then they don't want to really put in the work to train them. You know, dogs don't come with pre-notions on how to go potty and how to walk on a leash and, you know, how to behave. They just don't. You know, they have to be taught that. So just give it a lot of thought, because what happens is, you know, the end of January, February, March, the shelters are fill up with all the dogs and cats that people got for the holidays that they say, oh, well, I made a mistake now. So whatever. Yeah.
And bunnies. Easter and Christmas bunnies.
I know. It's not. Those are a long time commitment, too.
Right.
Bunnies live a long time. Yeah.
They're not a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I have some animal facts here.
Oh.
And it is 5 reasons why you should adopt 2 kittens instead of just 1.
You did that.
Yes.
We got Tommy and Snowball.
Were cats. Those were big cats.
Oh.
You know, adult cats. We just adopted 2 of them.
To be buddies.
Yeah, well, one kitten can become lonely and bored, like I was just talking about that woman's cat. 2 kittens will keep each other entertained and keep each other company. Mm. Having 2 kittens is very amusing to watch. Yep. With a buddy, they'll have fewer behavioral issues.
Oh.
Yeah. And you'll save 2 lives instead of 1. But I want to make a correction on that. You're really saving 4 lives if you adopt 2 kittens. So you adopt the 2 kittens and you're saving their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making space for 2 more kittens to come into the rescue. So you're really saving 4 lives. So,
Good one, Wendy.
Yeah. So you should really get 2 kittens together.
And that goes for dogs too, right?
I think so, yes, to get 2 dogs. I do, but yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say this, you know, I was walking Wanda tonight. We're doing really good with her training. I talked about this on Friday, how we're training her to be less reactive when she sees people and other dogs, and she's working really, really well. In fact, it was Robert took her out for a walk for the first time since
with the new rules.
With the new rules and the new treats and the new training, because he had COVID, so he hasn't been out. But I kind of told Robert, you know, just do this and this and this. And
cold.
And then Robert, tell everybody what happened when you took Wanda.
Well, we didn't see any dogs, which I was really happy. But then all of a sudden on the way back, we saw a loose dog in the neighborhood, probably well-trained, but still, you never know. His dog might be coming. So it was about, I don't know, 100 yards away, maybe a little more. Mm-hmm. And I walked Wanda across the street, and then the dog went across the street. And I went, and Wanda was pulling on the leash, and I knew what that meant. And I said, Wanda.
She was getting wound up.
I said, Wanda, and I gave her some treats, and she was like gobbling it up and sitting and looking at me and not paying attention to the dog. Mm-hmm. And then the dog, I mean, it was maybe a minute, but still seemed like a long time in Wanda time that she paid attention to me. And then it was like, oh, cool, we can walk on, because the dog was gone and she didn't freak out.
Yeah, normally she would go ballistic, really. It's
if the it's very least even, barking like a
not,
fool.
Not even putting it mildly.
Yeah,
I've talked about this before also on the show. When we walk our dogs, I always let Wanda sniff a lot. And it's really important to let your dog sniff. So it's not really the amount of walking that you're doing that's important for your dog. It's letting them sniff that's important, right? Dogs see the world through their noses. Slow scent sniffing walks let your dog absorb and process all the scents. It gives you insight to their behaviors, mentally and physically stimulating. It decreases their heart rate, decreases their stress levels, and improves their behavior. And it's not your walk, it's their walk.
Right.
Right?
And that's a really good reminder, because I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to take the dog and get exercise, where it's like, no, this is the dog's time if I want exercise. Or, but the dog does, our dog walks faster than I normally would, which is crazy.
Yeah, she's not quick. She's a little Shih Tzu. She's only
a little machine.
9 pounds. Yeah, she's like crazy walking fast. Yeah.
Loves it. And that's loves it.
Here's the top 10 reasons to adopt a black dog. Did you know that black dogs are the least adopted dog in the shelter?
What?
No. Yeah, they are. Yeah, black dogs are the least
I think they're cool
adopted.
Looking.
Yeah. So black dogs are easy to find in the snow. They absorb heat, perfect for cuddling on cold winter day.
Yeah, give me that dog.
Yeah. Black dogs make you look thin. They are awesome at evening games of hide and seek. Black dogs never look dirty.
True.
Black dogs will go with all of your black outfits. They look presentable on any formal occasion. Black hair is invisible on your black winter coat. Black is timeless and never goes out of style. They are just as loyal, sweet, and loving as all the other dogs. If considering adoption, give them a chance, because they are often overlooked. They are,
But
I have a black dog, and she sheds a lot. So I agree. If you wear all black, it doesn't show up.
Exactly. I know.
I mean,
we had all our cats. We had five animals at one time. We had three cats and two dogs, and they all shed. So we would be like, if we bought furniture, oh, that fabric's not good. We have to get this fabric, right? Or what you're wearing, or, you know, we would tell people, hey, if you're coming over, don't wear black, because everything would get all over them. So, yeah.
Then eventually we just never invited anybody over.
Yeah. And then eventually we didn't really care if everyone got full of cat hair.
Right.
Good for you for coming over.
Right on. Hey, thanks, Dr. Stately, for stopping in. Wendy, Peeny Geegee, thanks for coming in and giving us Fun Facts Friday on Monday.
Sure.
Haley, thanks for producing as always. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.